Bob, you know, it's very, very apparent in pretty much every chapter of, and I'll say it again, and I know we've already talked of this, like, completely remarkable book about setting a positive frame. And knowing what it is, it's crucial to everything we do. But can you share what a positive frame is and even some techniques or some ideas on how we can set a positive frame right at the beginning of any situation or conversation?
Sure. Well, a frame itself can be defined simply as the foundation from which everything else evolves. Thus, if you set a positive frame, the chances are great that what will evolve will be positive. If a negative frame is set, the chances are what will evolve is negative. That's why we want to consciously set the frame, so that we are doing this in a way that we have the best chance of it being set as we'd like. Quick example of a frame would be, and I wrote about this in the book, there was a little boy in a Dunkin' Donuts. And as he was walking toward his parents, he fell suddenly. And he didn't fall hard. He didn't hurt himself. But you could tell that intuitively, he understood that that wasn't supposed to happen. So immediately, he looked up at his mom and dad for their interpretation of the event. Now, what happened, happened. But how were the parents, you know, what were the parents going to signal through their reaction or their response? And I believe that had they all of a sudden gone, oh no, my poor baby, you must be so hurt. Oh, are you all right? He probably would have gotten upset and started crying and so forth. But what the parents did is they handled it beautifully. They smiled and they laughed and they applauded and they go, oh, that was so good. What a good trick. And, the little boy started to laugh and he was fine. The parents set a very productive frame for their son. And we need to do this as well. Now, we can set this frame as easily as a genuine friendly smile when we first meet someone. Okay. And that's fine. And that's pretty simple. And people are usually going to respond to the frame we set. The trick is, what happens when that person has already set the frame unconsciously, because they're not really thinking about it, but they're coming into this meeting, either they're in a bad mood or they're a win-lose person and they're going to try to outmaneuver you in business or, you know, whatever happens, or a potential argument or altercation. So we need to be able to reset their frame. And one example I talk about in the book is the time I was pulling into a hotel parking lot, and I was about to pull into the parking space, and I wasn't paying attention as I should have. And I accidentally nearly clipped a guy who was getting out the driver's side of his car. Now I stopped in plenty of time, but it really startled him and he reacted and he gave me a really nasty, nasty look. It was one of those, if looks could kill. And now he reacted and his frame was one of anger. Now, had I reacted rather than responded, and had I bought into his frame and let my ego get, see how all these come into play, I might have, what are you looking at? And he'd have said, watch where you're going. And at best, it would have been uncomfortable. But at worst, who knows? Those can turn into really nasty situations. But what I did is I responded and I made sure to reset his frame. So what I did is I put an apologetic smile on my face. I put my hand up in the air and through the windshield, I just mouthed the words, sorry. And immediately he went, no problem. So it was a simple resetting of his frame into a more benevolent frame.